into space. If you are old enough, you will remember this science fiction series on the radio in the 50s. It followed fictitious voyages to the moon and Mars, famously attracting larger audiences than television, which was then still in its infancy. Little did we know that in our own lifetime we would be making such journeys, recording them on camera and returning to Earth to tell about them. Every so often, God reminds us that we are not really masters of the universe. One such moment was when we saw this picture of Earth from Artemis 2. There is so much more out there than Earth. And anyway, our own island is very small, even in our world. There are other moments that remind us that He is all-powerful too. Acts of God, like earthquake, tornadoes, and tsunamis. We are not in charge. He allows us to oversee our planet, but we have made a spectacularly poor job of it so far. This can lead us not so much to question God's existence. Indeed, if anything, it reinforces our faith. It is these glimpses of the higher being, but it makes us wonder if God could possibly bother about us at all. And if so, why? And by the way, how? Time and again in the Bible, we are told that God does care about us, both as a human race and as individuals. In Matthew 10, verse 29 to 31, this is Jesus speaking. Are not two sparrows sold for a penny? Yet not one of them shall fall on the ground apart from the will of your Father. And even the very hairs of your head are all numbered. So don't be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows. And again in John chapter 15, Jesus said to his disciples, and by inference to us, you have not chosen me, but I have chosen you. Excuse me. And ultimately, in John chapter 3, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. So we know that he does care. And as to why, we can only trust what we read in Ephesians chapter 1. For he chose us before the creation of the world. He predestined us to be adopted as his sons and incidentally daughters. Mercifully, we don't need to apply human standards. If we did, we would have been discouraged and given up on the human race long ago. We must just keep reminding ourselves that God knows us and loved us since before the world began. God's time is not our time. And if we need any more proof, he sent his own son to make up for our shortcomings. That kind of care is immeasurable. And the staggering thing is that there isn't anything we need to do or to be to earn God's love. This gift of grace is ours for the asking. We just have to believe in eternal life made possible by Christ's death and resurrection. so, if we can accept that God really does care about each one of us, we still struggle to get our heads around how he is able to keep us on his radar wherever we are and whatever we are doing. We look at the vastness of his universe with its galaxies and black holes, and human disbelief creeps in. Well, we had a clue in our reading this morning. In fact, more than a clue. Jesus explained it carefully to his disciples when he told them that his death would not abandon them. In fact, he would be closer than ever. He would be within each one of them, giving them the words, the motivation, and the courage to spread the news of his life and God's love. The Holy Spirit was to be shared with everybody, and that means you and me too. It brings with it the scary truth that we can't escape or hide. We have to admit and face up to the very shortcomings for which Jesus paid the price. But it also means that however small and insignificant we feel that we are in God's grand scheme of things, he is always there, pardon me, supporting us and empowering us to overcome life's hazards. We just have to believe it and trust him. Pardon me. This is God's way of stopping me talking too much. But given that with God's help we are mighty ants in his universe, we need to earn our place. Irem talked about this last week and reminded us that as a church, we are called to action. Christianity is not a passive religion. We all have a duty to use our skills and talents for good. We need to be prepared and to stand up and be counted. Thou shalt not stand idly by would be a useful addition to the Ten Commandments. And coincidentally is the title of a book describing one woman's relentless drive to draw the world's attention to the misery of Syrian war victims. I have it here, and it's well worth reading. Strangely, last week the play at the Playhouse dealt with the story of the bid made by many of those Syrian families to escape. Powerful reminders that here it is our hardships, not we, that are small. Time and again, God has chosen unexpected people to fulfill his missions. You and me, for instance. There are plenty of examples in the Bible. David, the shepherd, warrior, king. Jonah, the reluctant prophet. Paul, the persecutor of Christians. But there are also modern day examples. Tiny, vulnerable Mother Teresa. Pop icon Bob Geldof. Small, ordinary Rosa Parks. Everyone has a part to play. I turn to the words of King David in Psalm 8 to explain. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have set in place, What is mankind that you are mindful of them? Human beings that you care for them? You have made them a little lower than the angels and crowned them with glory and honor. You made them rulers over the works of your hands and put everything under their feet. All flocks and herds and the animals of the wild, the birds in the sky and the fish in the sea, all that swim the paths of the seas. Lord our God, how majestic is your name in all the earth. We've been reminded of this too this week with the 100th birthday of David Attenborough. He has reminded us of the wonders of nature and the wonders of the living things that God has created, right down to the smallest fleas. So I think we can only watch in awe as man travels further and further into space and we learn more and more about worlds beyond this one. But we always have to come back to one overreaching truth. Our God created it all, and we are part of it. In the words of Joshua, be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Amen.